Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Good afternoon, fantasy baseball fans. I'm Paul Williamson. This is another episode of Fantasy MLB Today, a Sports Ethos presentation. Got another streamers episode coming at you, talking about the pitchers today. There are some decent options out there today, even though it's a shallow slate, and we'll get into all that here in a little bit. But first, let's get through the nuts and bolts and the logistics here. I am Paul Williamson. Follow me at PaulW_34. That's PaulW_34. Follow Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball on the Twitter feed with ETH at Ethos Fantasy BB. That's Ethos Fantasy BB to follow along with all of our content, get our all the information, our new blurb feed that is popping off right now, building that up. Check us out over there. All of our content, got pickups of the day, weather information, all you need to win your leagues. Ethos Fantasy BB. I am at PaulW_34. And before we get into it, let's shout out our friends at Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season for the MLB, golf, NBA, the NHL. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. I'm going to have that memorized at some point. I won't have to keep going back and forth and looking at this. But as always, of course, thank you to Bet Online for supporting the program. Go check them out. It'll help us out a lot. Let's get into it. Let's start with Ben Lively. He's got the White Sox, and anytime you got a pitcher hitting against the White Sox, that's going to bump up their value significantly. And I think that this makes him a fringe 10-team option this week. He's a definite 12-team and 15-team option. He's sitting at 22% rostered. He bounced around, went to Korea for a little bit. He's made four starts this year. He is 1-1 with a 2.01 ERA, a 1.02 WHIP, 24 strikeouts, 21 innings pitched. He has a great strikeout rate, a low walk rate. His xFIP and Sierra 333 and 328 are really good. That CSW is 29%. That's pretty sweet. The matchup here is great. That's what makes me want to start him. That's why I'm pumping him up pretty good. I mean, he's got good pitch level values as well. His expected numbers on his pitches are lower than the real stuff, especially when it comes to the slugging percentage, especially for his four seam and sinker and sweeper combination. All have those good values. However, there is some trouble for rest of season. He's getting hit pretty hard. His exit velocity and hard hit rates are pretty high. He doesn't have great chase rates, and his whiff rate is just average. I don't know how good Lively's going to be rest of season, but just for today against the White Sox, you're going to start him in pretty much every league imaginable. I like him today. He's definitely someone that I would be targeting. Let's go on to Keaton Wynn, the starting pitcher for the Giants today against Colorado. He's in Colorado, and that might give a lot of people a lot of pause, but here's a little bit of food for thought. The Rockies at home this year are 17th in OPS. They're 21st in runs scored. The Coors is scary, yes, but it isn't quite what it used to be. The Rockies aren't super scary there. I mean, they go from a terrible offense to a meh, an okay offense, you know? I mean, they're not terrible there, you know? I mean, Coors will make any offense look better than they really are. But Keaton Wynn, his 441 ERA is backed up with a 364 XFIB, a 350 Sierra. He has 28 strikeouts and 34 innings, so it's not the greatest strikeout upside. He does have a low swinging strike and a low called strike and whiff rate. However, if you dig a little deeper, his strike percentage is pretty solid. He throws, he definitely has those pitch level values of the four seam splitter combination are pretty solid numbers this year. I just think that, that Wynn is a solid start today. I don't think Colorado is as scary as people think in Coors Field. I am starting Wynn and my, my 12 team leagues, especially 15 team leagues as possible. You know, he has a history of success this year. He's done really well against Pittsburgh, the Mets, Miami, good versus Tampa Bay. He is a matchup dependent stream, but I do think Wynn is a good start against a lot of teams in the league. He's probably, someone that you want to keep around on your roster, even after this start. I think that he actually has some solid rest of season value. Let's move on to Michael Wacha. I think he's a solid 12-team play, 33% rostered. The Angels are his matchup. They don't have Mike Trout, as I explained to the program yesterday. Their home run and OPS numbers are a little inflated because of Trout. I mean, he will do that, especially the kind of season he was having before he went down. Let's dig a little deeper into Michael Wacha. Not a great CSW. He does have a very good walk rate. His pitch level values are pretty solid. The K rate isn't there, especially from previous years. It's not what we're used to seeing from Wacha. You know, but I guess the upside is still be there. The CSW is not all that great at 27.4%. His 550 ERA is bound to positively regress with an XFIB 411, Sierra 418. The question for him will be the effectiveness of his fastball. You know, he's got good pitch level values, you know, on his secondary stuff, like the sinker, changeup, curveball. But that fastball, it will get him into trouble if he's not locating it right. And so I, you know, that's the key for him. And against the Angels, I think it's a good start, for you to trot him out there and try and see if he can do some work. Cause even if he's not super on, the Angels aren't a great offense that'll be able to take significant advantage. And another area in which Wacha is bound to positively regress, or a sign of positive regression for him, is his BABIP is pretty high at 350. That's bound to come down some. I like Wacha today. I think he's got a solid matchup. I am rolling with him in 12 teams and 15 teams. I don't know about 10 teams. I think it's a little risky. You want better upside for those shallower leagues. Let's talk Reed Detmers. He's got the Royals. He is just a shallow league option today. He is already 61% owned, so he barely makes my cut line here. Look, he's got great strikeout upside. He's got an excellent swing and strike rate. His CSW is 31.2%. 424 real ERA is backed up with an XFIB of 359, Sierra 355. The walk rate's a little high, but he's got solid pitch level values. And I think I start you if he is available on your waiver wire, just pick him up, start him today, and you're going to start him against a lot of teams in the league. You're maybe not going to start him against the best of the best, like the super elite top tier. I don't think he's that good yet, but I think you're starting him against probably about 20 or so teams in the league. I really like Reed Detmers this year. He's done very well. He's earned my trust against a lot of teams, and especially today against the Royals. All right, tell me if you're Fetty. Let's get to Eric Fetty. 25% strikeout rate and 8.5% walk rate. So strikeout rate good, walk rate not all that great. He's got a middling offense today in the Cleveland Guardians. He's got a good CSW, not a solid swinging strike rate really at 10.6%. He struggled in his last outing. He allowed 5 walks, and it was against St. Louis, and St. Louis isn't all that hot right now, so that wasn't a pretty start for him. But on the whole, Eric Fetty has been pretty solid this year. I think he is definitely someone that you should be starting today in most formats. I really think that Fetty is someone that is a little bit underrated. I really do believe he is. I mean, if you just look at that, I mean, that CSW is solid. That strikeout rate is there. And you really, really, really just don't want to overlook someone like Fetty. Let me pull up his ERA estimators real fast. I don't have this in front of me right now, but they are pretty solid. That real ERA is 3.46 is backed up with an xFIP of 3.76 and a Sierra of 3.72. Eric Fetty has definitely got rest of season value under the hood for him. So I roll with Fetty. Let's go with Tobias Myers. He is my, I'm fading him to 15 teams only. He's only 1% rostered. Let's dig a little deep here. He's only made 3 starts. He tore up AAA for a little bit. He had some solid numbers in AA last year with a 10.98 strikeouts per nine, with only just under 3 walks per nine. A decent sample size of 337 innings. I'm sorry, that's AA next year. I don't know if I mentioned that as AA. His 5.03 ERA is ugly, but the xFIP was 3.54. He's got some upside. He's shown good pitch level values with the secondary stuff. He's got to get that fastball working. If he can, he can be effective, and the upside is there, which is why I think 15 teamers can chase that upside. But in 12 team leagues, and especially in shallower leagues, I'm not in on him today. And I would need to see more from him to call him a rest of season ag. But man, that solid xFIP in AA, the strikeout upside is there. If he starts to show that he can use that fastball effectively, he's already shown some solid outcomes and solid results from a secondary stuff. So he's someone to keep an eye on. If he does well today, then I think he's someone that can kind of start to enter into a more of a solid stream conversation. So that brings us to the end of today's episode. I always enjoy doing this for you guys. I really hope y'all are enjoying it so far. Please send me any questions, comments, concerns, anything you got for me at paulw_34. That's paulw_34. Go follow Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball on Twitter at Ethos Fantasy BB. And then, as always, this program is brought to you by our friends at Bet Online. Y'all have a great day.
You know, when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks, that's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.